This is Dr. Debbie with Renovation Psychology, the show about the human side of the hammer. I'm Dr. Debbie, a psychologist with 3 decades of family practice and a lifetime of home renovating under my tool belt. Renovate your house and improve your family life for true home improvement. We'll be taking your calls, 1-888-58-RENOVATE. That's 888-587-3668. What is on the human side of your hammer? How about teamwork? Your brain, your organization. It's the personal side of renovating. Survive, hey, thrive while you renovate your house. We will open our home team toolbox as I share a skill set for your home team to use right now. And coming up, your calls. And we have a guest, author Betsy Green, who can tell us how to find the story of our house. And we have a champion from the World OM Finals. Her team took the silver. Join us as we explore the new world of renovation psychology. This show and renovation psychology advice are presented for your education and imagination, but cannot replace your own medical care. I do not become your doctor just by listening to the show. I just hope we can enjoy sharing lessons from life as we explore the human side of the hammer. We'll be taking calls at 1-888-58-RENOVATE. That's 888-58-RENOVATE. Ooh, time to take out the home team toolbox. Let's open the home team toolbox. It's always good to put new tools into our tool belt that we can apply for true home improvement. We've got a skill set for you. What do you do when you're combining your households? Do you have an aging parent coming to live with you for the assisted living? How do you make the decisions to put everything together? Are you reshuffling the rooms, combining households, combining furniture, traffic patterns, who goes where? How does it all happen? How do you make the decisions? Well, we're going to talk about that in our skill set. I'm going to bring up a bunch of questions on purpose. I want you to think through the questions, as well as any other questions you come up with, that they might provoke some thinking, that they might provoke you to consider the many elements involved in planning for this process. So I have a number of things to go over with you. I hope that they prompt your mind to think about the many ways that good preparation and using your imagination will help you make a success out of bringing your elder parent or elder friend into your home. As you are combining your homes, there is a really important phase that I would call clarification that you go through individually as well as together. You clarify in your own mind individually, what do you like about your current living situation or about the stuff that you're bringing or what do you want in the life that you're stepping into? If currently you are having your parents move into your home or an elderly person whom you want to be available for and have them have just a little bit more help than they had had, well, there's some issues for them. The older person really needs to think about their freedom, and the younger one as well. What kind of freedom have you enjoyed? What's been your traffic patterns? What are your habits? What are those things that you have in your life right now that you would like to preserve? If you currently have people come and visit, and what time do they come? What particular hours are they in and out of your home? What sorts of things do they do? Do they do noisy things or quiet things? Do you listen to music? Do you play games? Are you rowdy? Are you quiet? You play cards? All of those things can have an impact on common living when you put your own life together with somebody else's. You want to think through which of those things are pretty important to you so that you can preserve your quality of life that you have right now by combining your home with someone else. There's some other things to think about as well. Is what kind of temperature do you like? Do you like it warm or cool? Do you like a window open? Do you like a breeze? Do you like it quiet? Do you like background music? Are you a reader? Are you a TV watcher? How do those things go? You might not think you're a TV watcher, but if you keep the TV on in the background, maybe it's an important element in your day. It's going to be good to clarify which of those things do you do. Just sort of make a little checklist in your mind or even on paper of which of those things are going on in your life right now. As you're combining households with someone whom you care about, you want to blend your lives together into a new family, whether it's with an older person or a mate, or even if your children are leaving the nest and you're just redistributing your kids throughout the house, you need to think through what kinds of things will be different as you change those patterns and those spatial arrangements. There may be some aspects to combining homes that relate to some special needs, regardless of the age of the person. There may be mobility problems or mobility issues to account for in the structures of your home. Things like, are wheelchairs needed or will be needed in the near or distant future? There may be some need for putting up railings in some of the hallways or near some of the steps, near the bathtub, near the toilet. there may be some sensory needs that people have with deafness or blindness, some of those things, their constraints, but there may be some allowances as well. If you have deafness in the issues of the home, maybe that people can be noisy on one end of the house and it won't bother somebody on the other end of the house if they're deaf. On the other hand, if somebody is very hard of hearing and they're trying to watch TV, they might have it pretty loud. All of these questions are going to get your mind thinking. The point is not to be defeated, but to take a little time, let it be grist for your mill. So here we are. We have our elder parent. We're combining our homes. There's more to it than just whose couch looks better. There are many, many quality of life issues that are going to impact each and every one of the people in your home team. There are many quality of life issues that are going to impact everyone who's on your home team. You want to make sure that each person takes a personal view, take a little time to think through all of the aspects of this. They can't just skip over and say, oh, I don't want to think about it. I don't want to talk about it. They're going to be affected. And if they don't take the time to think about it or talk about it beforehand, they just might find their nose out of joint when one of their favorite habits or favorite little routines is disturbed or gone and they've said nothing about it and there they go. You know, we can prevent that sort of thing just by thinking through a little bit ahead of time. We're going to need to use our imagination and consider that. What's our life? What are our patterns? As we're combining our households together, then it's time to talk. One-to-one, one at a time, here and there, or everybody's going to get together. You need to do a little bit of talking together. There's no mind reading that's going to work out well in these circumstances. Nobody's going to know what the other one believes is important in their life. And obviously, certain things can be quite predictable. Eating, sleeping, a couple of those things are obvious. But you might not know what's important to your kids. You might not know what's important to your elder parent, and they might not know what's important to you. As you go through this, it's going to be important to carefully, politely explain which of those things are things you want to preserve. Especially if you have an elder parent and they're going to be coming into your home, they're going to be giving up an awful lot of things. They are seeing this likely as a loss of freedom, as a regression of some sort in their life. They're going to be kind of tense. They're not going to be necessarily the happiest camper in the campsite. They're not necessarily going to have the most cheerful attitude about this because there's a certain amount of grief involved for them as they're backing up into your own home. So as you're doing this, you want to make sure that you give a little bit of time and care and attention and respect for what their tastes are, what their choices are, what their preferences are. They need to be able to choose something along this way. You can't just stash them in the mudroom. That's not going to work out very well for you or them. And that's certainly disrespectful. You wouldn't want to be treated that way yourself. But on the other hand, they're going to need to blend themselves into your home. This is a redefinition of who your home team is. So you want to make sure that you pick the best parts of each of your players as you're putting your new home team in place. There will be a peaceful answer to combining your home with your parent or your loved one as you're moving in together. But it's not just one person's way. It's going to be a combination of things. It's going to be serial conversations. I call it serial, not like Cheerios or something. It's a series of conversations that you're going to have about this. A little bit here, a little bit there. As you're talking about combining your home with your loved person, you're going to have a little conversation about what's important over here. A little conversation about what you don't like over there. Things about your life, about freedom, about traffic patterns, about privacy, about noise and routines. About all those things, as you place those in your conversations, you're just going to have a tidbit of a conversation here, a tidbit over there. This is what you call a process because it's a whole series of conversations. And there's thinking that's done in between. You think in your mind, I never thought about it that way. I never knew that was important to them. I wasn't sure how they felt about that. And then over a few days, it sort of melts into your consciousness and you might feel a little bit different a few days later. So you really shouldn't snap to any decisions about whose couch to use, about which room goes to whom, about all that other stuff. Take a bit of time and let these things settle out. Give yourself some time. And even if you have to rush, even if there is an urgent need to bring somebody into the home, set it up as a temporary basis, but make sure it's known that it's camping and that you're going to be coming up with a better plan and a good decision process together. Let it shift into place. Give it a little time. Listen to each other and build your home team from the inside. There's your skill set for today from Dr. Debbie with Renovation Psychology. We hope you enjoy your skill set to put into your home team toolbox. Coming up, we have author Betsy Green, who knows how to find the history of your house and your calls at 888-58-RENOVATE. and a young champion who brought the U.S. to the silver at the World Finals. This is Dr. Debbie with Renovation Psychology. Here's some music and messages for you.